The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. Hello.
Welcome back, Maria.
Thanks,
sweet
mate.
Sweet blessings. Sweet, sweet blessings. It's so good to have you back, Mazzy.
I did miss you. I missed you guys. I had to pop off to Chicago to get my best mate married. She got married. It was an amazing wedding.
You were the officiator. You were the celebrator. You were the host or the...
I was the maid of honour.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you did. What's
that
mean?
I was a maid of honour.
Is it's that like the best man but for women?
Yeah, it is the best girl. I was the best chick at the wedding.
The best woman. That's what you were.
That's correct.
And that's what you are in this room as well.
It's because I'm the only chick in this room.
You are. You are. But, God, you do it well.
Not a lot of competition.
Yeah, but if there was another woman in here, you'd probably be better than her because you're so great, Maz. It's so good to have you back. I've missed
really
you.
That's really nice.
You've been overseas.
I miss you too.
You've been international.
I am a bit jet lagged, so I apologise in advance for the show.
Oh, it's all right.
But
I'm hungover, so
it'll
be good, yeah.
So we're on the same page.
No,
great.
I've had
similar
my coffee.
Feeling.
How do we start the show, Maz? Do you remember?
Well, we're going to do Confused up next.
Are we? Yeah, we've only had a week off.
Well, you haven't decided to throw the plan out the window as soon as I skip town for a week.
No, we are. So 13 10 60, I guess, if people want to be part of Confused, our confusing news segment that we start every weekend with. I've got my news stories in front of me. One of them's fake. You got to sniff it out.
Good one.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Radio show.
13 10 60 if you want to play Confused.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It is time for Confused.
It is our confusing news segment and we call it Confused. Maz, you thought that name up. Well done.
I did. Do you think that that's going to end up in the Oxford Dictionary anytime soon?
Yeah, it's in there.
Is it already in there?
Yep. I wrote it in. Just the one. Just the studio one.
I was being serious. You know, every year they just add words to the Oxford Dictionary. I was like, you know what? That could be a solid contender.
Yep.
Cool. Good. Playing this morning is Finn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, great. Finn.
On the road.
Yep. A traveller of the world. Have a listen to these stories. Finn. And tell us which one is the fake one, because one of them is a big, dirty lie by your mate Dan. Here we go. Story number one. They're both from the United Kingdom, these two. The United Kingdom.
Are you going to put on an accent then?
Nope.
Go on.
All right. Okay, I will. Boy, howdy. The scent of the world's smelliest plant, the corpse flower. I don't know. I'm just going to do it in my normal, regular human voice. The scent of the world.
You're like in Twopshire.
No, the scent of the world's smelliest plant, the corpse flower, is going to be bottled as a new fragrance for men. Apparently, it smells a lot like a cross between camembert, dead rat, and rotting fish. Yum, yum. It coincides with the blooming of the latest giant flower at Project Eden, a popular tourist attraction in Cornwall. Cornwall. That's story number one. Stink flower men's cologne is story number one. Or is story number two the fake one? A landlord in Headington, Oxford, is looking for a tenant who would like to pay $5,000 per month for a lovely family home, except it has a 20-foot gorilla sticking out of the roof. Other than the giant gorilla, it's a standard terrace home with 3 bedrooms, each with ensuite bathrooms and a large living room, kitchen and garden. It just has a giant ape extending 7 metres out of the roof.
What do you mean?
It's a giant, literally, I could not spell it anymore. It has a giant 20-foot gorilla sticking out of the roof.
Like made out of what? Plastic?
Carbon fibre. House Maz, wow.
They're both like mind-blowing. Finn, it's pretty easy. Which story is the fake story?
I reckon the perfume.
The perfume's the fake one.
Oh, Finn, you fool, you're wrong.
What?
It is, it's true. The perfume is true. The gorilla's fake.
Hang on, the perfume is true.
Yes.
That sounds horrendous.
It's a giant garden place in Cornwall. Have you ever seen the movie Dennis the Menace and they have that flower that only opens like every decade or something? They go on
the
those. Something like that. It's like a big old flower. Venus flytrap.
Oh, yeah, Venus flytrap.
It opens up and it extends out and it stinks and it's
yeah.
a famous plant. They made a perfume out of it.
They're going to bottle that.
Yep. Meanwhile, in Oxford, it's not a gorilla that's sticking out of the roof. It's a giant 7-meter-long fiberglass shark.
Of course it is.
It's
that makes
artwork.
So much more sense.
It's an artwork, Maz.
What?
It's a bit of a local landmark.
Decided to do that. Oh,
an artist. Do you want to know? Bill Hain. That's the name of the artist.
Hain.
Actually, no. Bill Hain's the homeowner. The artist is John Buckley. Sorry, guys. John Buckley. He'd
John
have a fit
Buckley.
If he found out we got that wrong. Ah, Finn, you got it wrong. Oh, well, Finn's gone anyway. Good stuff.
Oh, she's gone out. Yep. Great. Okay. Well, that was a great news.
Thanks, Maz. Good to have you back.
Thanks, mate.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's talk about my favourite F word.
Maz Compton.
No, that's probably my favourite M word.
Yeah. Me.
Fatberg.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what a fatberg is?
Have your spew bucket ready, Australia, next to you, because it's going to get a bit fresh in here. It's going to get a bit funky and fresh.
Fatberg. A fatberg is a disgusting mess that just builds up somewhere that you can't see it for ages, and then all of a sudden it exposes itself.
Yeah.
For example, in our sewerage system or under your kitchen sink perhaps, or maybe under your house or maybe around that corner that you're looking at. But it is a disgusting mess of stuff that builds and builds and builds and then gets slimy and grosser and it stinks and it's awful. And then all of a sudden it presents itself as a fatberg.
Oh.
So gross. This story is actually from Sydney, full of fatbergs. There's a bit of an argument going down in Sydney at the moment because people keep flushing their wet wipes, like hand wet wipes, makeup
removers.
Who's
using that many wet wipes, by the way? Like, the only time I probably use a wet wipe is if I had, like, a bucket of KFC and it came with a little kernel towel. Like,
yeah, though. Yeah,
are they a common thing, Maz? Are people just cranking wet wipes all the time?
I think people are cranking wet wipes. I know chicks use a lot of wet wipes rid of their makeup.
All right, chicks. This is a women thing. Oh yeah, it's a feminism.
But
thing.
Also, right. I think people walk around with their little hand sanitizer wet wipes these days because we're all a bit germ.
Who's walking around with a tub of wet wipes?
Not a tub, just like a little a travel pack.
Who are these people? Seriously, though, is this a thing? Have we reached this problem? Because this is what a fatberg is people these days in this modern society, people are like, oh, I've got a rubbish, I'll just flush it away.
Yeah,
because
don't
of the miracle
do that.
Of irrigation. Now, don't take irrigation or pipes, or whatever, I don't know the technical term. Plumbing, that's the one. Don't take plumbing for granted, people. Don't just treat it like some sort of garbage disposal. It's there for human waste and water, and that's it. Don't start flushing your wet wipes down the dunny, because then you're going to end up with a fatberg living under our society, because all the fat and oils and wet wipes, it all coagulates, Maz. It coagulates.
It does. It becomes a giant blockage of congealed fat.
Oh, that's an evocative word right there. That's an evocative word. Congealed fat.
Congealed fat.
A big, fat, messed up, festy cesspool of thick filth just coagulating beneath our society. And yeah, you see it crop up. I remember a few years ago, Maz, they excised a gigantic one out from underneath
London.
Yes.
There was one in the underground in London and it was the size of another planet.
Or at the very least, a large car. Like a station wagon made of pure fat and filth and wet wipes.
Probably more the size of a car.
Imagine that. Imagine discovering that, stumbling upon that. Oh. 131060. Okay there, champ.
Fatberg alert.
All right. Give us a call, right? What is the festiest, most disgusting, most filthy, foul awful pile of cruddy, messed up, wet filth that you've ever discovered? What is
also known as a fatberg? I feel like there are various sizes of fatbergs. I know the term fatbergs, it makes you think it's the size of a bus, but fatbergs can start under the seat of your car, guys.
Oh, good one.
Fatbergs can start real small in a confined space. You could be driving around on a fatberg right now on the way to soccer practice.
Could be in the back of your fridge. There could be festy, hairy, green, moldy,
fatberg
foul
location.
Piece of slime.
Fridge, definitely.
What about this one, Maz? This happened to me when I was a junior, Dan, just a young
boy.
Have
you got one? Have you had yourself a fatberg?
Well, you know what? Think of school holidays, Maz. What do you? You don't need your school bag during school holidays, do you? So you just shove it in the back of the cupboard, and
sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Ham sandwich ain't so pretty after 2 months off school, 6 weeks off school. Your bag's living in the back of your wardrobe in the summer heat.
Yuck!
It's had time to marinate, to percolate, to generate.
To fester.
And you get this awful, slimy, hairy, messed up piece of filth. Ugh. No wanty. Send it back, please.
So you had a portable fatberg.
Yeah.
It was in your backpack.
Just threw the bag out.
Backpack fatberg.
That's what we're after.
Try saying that three times really fast.
I will. After
Why don't
this.
You do it after the ads?
Exactly. 131060. Okay. What is the filthiest, most festy, messed up, disgusting, foul thing you've discovered? Not unlike a fatberg. 131060.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We are talking about my favourite F word. It is fatberg.
A fatberg is apparently people are using those moist towelettes. I blame the Colonel. Apparently it's a thing. It's not just when you get a bucket of chalk.
There's flushable wipes, there's makeup wipes, there's a lot of wipes going around.
When you mentioned makeup, I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. Because up until then, I was like, who's using those moist refresher towelettes 24/7? They're a sometimes wipe. But apparently people are wiping with them all the time.
And then they're flushing them down
and
the
then
toilet.
They congeal together in the drains, and they catch all the fat. Think of all the fat, that you sort
so
of
much fat.
Wash down the plug hole. The sort of the grease and the slime and it all congeals together in the drains, and it creates what's known colloquially as a fatberg, an iceberg of fat. So we're asking 131060, what is the foulest, dirtiest, grimiest, muckiest, most scummy, polluted, rotten, putrid, fetid piece of filth that you've discovered? This, what is the most festy, messed up, grossest thing you've come upon? The most feculent, besmirched, befouled, grotty, filthy, grungy, cruddy, fetid lump of foul that you've ever unearthed? What is it? 131060, gross us out. Make us spew. Good morning, Australia.
We've got Chris.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good, Chris. Hey, how cool is my new thesaurus? It just paid for itself, didn't it?
Yeah, amazing. I like the spectacle one. That was kind of good.
Oh, good.
All right, Chris, what's the most foul thing you've ever come across?
Well, it was in a place that we just bought, and it was in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh. And we just wondered why the water wasn't going down so quick.
Oh, you mean it wasn't going down the plug hole?
Yep. No, yeah, it wasn't going down the plug hole.
Mm.
So a bit of investigation into the plumbing. And this shower was in the shed, so the plumbing wasn't sort of 100%.
Yep.
Yeah. But on further investigation, just started pulling out clumps of hair. And then just got to the point where I pulled out a hole. It was like just a giant scalp of someone. And the worst thing was that it wasn't ours. It was from the previous owners, which made it even worse.
Hey, Chris, can I ask you a question?
Mate.
Was it... What colour hair?
Oh.
It was pretty much a bit of everything.
Oh, no. That's the worst. Because if it's just one colour of hair, like it's just all red hair, you guys, just someone who used a shower. But if it's lots of different colours of hair, that means it's many different people.
That's right.
Yes, I didn't sit down and count it, but it was a few.
Oh, well, why not?
Oh, that's...
But, Chris, once you'd removed the fat berg, did your shower work okay again?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, great.
What'd you do with all the hair? Just throw it in the bin or just sell it to a wig maker or something?
Yeah, I kind of just chucked it away because once I finished dry reaching because it was quite disgusting.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Just wanted to get rid of it and didn't want to look at it again.
Oh.
Good call.
Were there other little bits of stuff in the hair or was it just hair?
Well, it was hair, but it had everything else living in it.
Oh, I find this so interesting. I would like our callers on 131060 to just really describe in vivid scientific detail the absolute feculent filth that they've uncovered, the awful, awful, festy, foul, messed up filth.
We've got Andrew on 131060. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it?
Hey, mate. Tell us about your fat berg.
It's got to be underneath the car seat for the kids.
Okay, all right. Do you know, like, what you discovered under there? Is it, like, what's the most disgusting thing you've discovered under there?
It was a whole nother colony of life.
Its own ecosystem.
What was the originator?
Strawberry.
Oh,
why?
Bit of
one
fresh produce.
Lone
did a half-eaten strawberry.
Yeah. So young child has gotten halfway through a straw, said, "This is not for me." Being a child, didn't think, "Oh, I'll throw it in a bin." Thought, "I'll just toss it under the seat. That'll go away." And it's gestated, it's marinated, it's putrefied under there.
Oh, it's done a lot, and not to mention what it did to the actual seat itself. You know that that shampoo for your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time you spray that spray-on foam, it just came up brown.
Oh. How'd you discover it? Were you like, it's only a bit whiffy in this car?
Well, that's one thing it didn't have was smell. All we did was just move the car seat out because we were just doing a car clean.
Oh.
It was an odorless fat bird.
Yeah.
That's its own type of fat bird, an odorless one.
Yeah. A silent but violent Andrew.
Wow.
The worst.
Tyson.
Hey, go on, guys.
We're good, Tyson. Give us a big old disgusting story about the foulest, most festy, awful thing you've discovered. Because apparently there's a fatberg under Sydney, Maz. That's why we're talking about this.
It's true.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I came off school, going on school holidays.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And, yep, bag in the cupboard.
Yeah.
I got my chocolate milk.
Oh.
And it exploded in my bag.
Wow, an exploding fatberg.
Yeah.
So how long after you'd been on school holidays did the chocolate milk explode in your bag?
I'm not too sure. I found it the day before I was going back to school.
Okay. So you were just like sitting like on your bed just playing with your Legos and you just heard like a kaboom in your cupboard and you just went, "That ain't good."
I heard like a bit of a pop and then it just a bad smell from there.
Oh, that's great. Like a little bomb, like a little little stink bomb in your bag.
Yeah.
Hey, how would you describe the smell, Tyson? What words would you use to describe the smell?
I couldn't go near my bag. I actually don't know. It was pretty horrible.
Just threw it in the fire. Yeah, just threw it in the fire.
No, did you dispose of the bag? Was that what you did?
Yeah, it went straight in the bin.
He just quit school then. He was like, "No more school now. It's done. It's game over." All right. Hey, that's a good way to wake up, isn't it, Matt? It's a bit of fatberg chat.
Well, it's a reality, you know. Fatbergs are a problem.
Got to learn to deal with it. And don't flush your wet wipes, you psychos.
But I think the takeaway from this is, if it didn't come out of you, don't flush it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I'm a bit of a foodie, as you know. I love a bit of food. Love to eat. It keeps you alive. So why would you not love it?
Well, that's true. It's quite important.
It's important. Like some people are like, "I love sports." Like, yeah, but you wouldn't die if sports didn't exist. But if food didn't exist, you'd be a big dead person. So I'm always... This is a new restaurant that's opening, but Maz...
Mm.
It's an exciting restaurant. It's a restaurant a little bit different because it's themed around the Roald Dahl book, the BFG.
Oh, wowzers.
Oh, are you excited?
Well, that's going to be a movie out really soon.
Ah, well, you've got your marketing radar on there, Maz Compton.
I do. I absolutely do.
I think it is a stunt to launch the movie. It's called The Rotsome Restaurant and it's being opened up by Reynolds from MasterChef. It's in Chippendale in Sydney if you want to go. But if you're getting really excited about going and you're going, yeah, I really want to go to this. I want to eat snoz wranglers and fizz bombers and snot goblins or whatever the hell the BFG eats. I don't know. It's been a while since I've read it. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to burst your bubble right now because you have to go with a small child.
Oh, wait. So you can't just rock up there with a bunch of your mates and just have a group dinner?
Yeah. You have to have at least one small child in your dining party.
That makes sense, though, because BFG is, I mean, it's a kid's book. It's going to be a kid's movie. Well,
kids and kids of all ages.
Kids and kidults.
It's not like they stop you from reading it once you turn 18.
No, that's true, but most people probably read it at school.
Yeah, but still, Maz, you can still come back to it. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that annoys me. This annoys me, Maz.
Well, kids because you don't have a kid?
Yeah, and I can't just, you can't just go, you know what would be great if there was like Uber for kids where it was like, oh, I need a bloody kid right now. And they'd be like, oh, here, they'll drop one off. And you go, oh, great. What an amazing kid, you know,
that
five stars.
Great business idea.
Yeah, whereas the kid like craps its Dax halfway through the day or something, you'd be like, well, one star for that kid. That was not a good kid. I won't hire that kid again. And they'll be like, oh, your kid's on the way. You'd be like, great. Oh, cool. Now I can, you know, go to Legoland or whatever. You know how like you can't.
Kids.
You can't go to.
I think it's brilliant.
But you know, you can't go to Legoland if you don't have a kid.
I didn't know that.
It's
no.
True. You got to have a kid to get into Legoland.
How do you know that?
Oh, can I turn up at Legoland? Hello, please. I'd like to play with all the Legos. Cool. Are you a child? No.
What? Did you really get refused entry to Legoland because you didn't have a small child?
No, it wasn't me, but it was a friend. And they were like, oh, Dan.
A friend of mine. Okay, all right.
Yeah. I turned up to Legoland in my fashionable trench coat. They're like, no, sir, you are not coming in.
That's so funny.
But this is another thing. This is, I can't go to Legoland. I can't go to Reynolds from MasterChef's BFG pop-up. There's a lot of stuff that you can't do if you're not a kid. And I don't think it's good enough. And I want to do 13, 10, 60, right? What's an adult thing that you wish you could do? Oh, sorry, what's a kid thing that
you wish you could do as an adult?
But you're an adult and you can't do it. For example, Legoland, BFG pop-up, or I'll give you another one.
There's two on the list. There's two on your personal bucket list.
I've got so many. I'll give you another one,
okay,
right?
We could just go through your list. I think this is really entertaining. What's the next one? What's third on your list, Dan?
Those cool shoes with wheels in the heels.
Oh, the slider shoes.
I wish that I could just roll around a shopping centre or airport.
They're awesome.
You know, you just have the little wheels, they're hidden inside the shoes and you just, whoop, you can just roll along.
Yeah, so you can walk along normally and then, whoop, just slide.
Why do they make them for kids and not for adults? That'd be great technology. I would really love to just be able to roll around. That would be a sick thing to do.
Are you talking about the ones with the flashing lights as well?
That's another one. Light up shoes. Seriously. I bloody love a pair of sneakers. I'm sick for a Nike Air Max. Why don't they light up?
The light-up shoes would be great for you on a night out on the weekend so that your friends didn't lose you. It's like, where's the booth? Oh, just look for the sparkly shoes.
Hang on.
He is. Can't get too far.
That shrub over there is lighting up. Oh, it's Dan.
Here
he is.
Come on, mate.
Come on, Dan.
It worked better than a GPS on you. That's a great idea.
131060, what is a kid thing that you wish you could do as an adult? Give us a call.
Okay, we'll get your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're talking about the kid thing that you wish they would do for adults, and this is a story that comes from Dan's life.
Well, no, it's a new pop-up, I guess you'd call it, a pop-up restaurant. That's a restaurant that's there just for a little bit, like a flash mob of food.
Yeah, it just pops up. And then it pops off.
It's happening at Koi Dessert Bar.
Or maybe you do, depending on the food.
It's happening at Maz. Come on. It's happening at Koi Dessert Bar in Chippendale, Sydney, if you want to go. That's where it is. But you better bring along a little one because it's BFG themed. That's the Big Friendly Giant, the Roald Dahl creation. The movie's coming out, so there's going to be a pop-up restaurant to build hype for the latest Spielberg-Disney collab. It's going to be done by Reynold from MasterChef, and you have to bring a kid along.
I think that's brilliant.
I think it's cool too, but it pisses me off because I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not a kid anymore, despite the amount of Lego that I own.
Can you borrow a kid from someone?
That's what I
might have
to do.
Do you have mates that have a kid that...
I've got my niece.
You've got your niece.
Yeah.
She's probably too small. Isn't she just turned one?
Yeah. Well done, Maz. You're so good at this sort of stuff.
I pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably couldn't rock up with your one-year-old niece to the BFG pop-up.
Yeah, I'll be like...
Probably still breastfeeding.
Just walk in with her. Just hold her up and go, this is mine.
This
great.
Is my child.
And then just table for one. And I'll just put her in the car.
You said that you would walk in and hold her up and say, this one is mine.
This is mine.
Is proof that you're not the dad.
This my small thing. Where are me yum-yums?
This my tiny human.
Anyway... What do you reckon would be a cool thing for adults to do that only kids can do? For example, why can't we have those, you know, when you go to the airport and you see like kids getting dragged around on colourful suitcases, trunkies? Wouldn't that be great?
An adult-sized trunkie?
Yeah, like I could just sit on my suitcase and someone would just drag me around the airport. Why can't that happen to me?
That would be so fun. So instead of having a porter to like drag your luggage... just your luggage, you just hire someone to drag you on the back of your luggage around the airport for funsies.
Yes, why can't I sit on my suitcase and be pulled around the airport? Why?
We've got Natalie on 131060. Good morning, Nat.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's the kid thing that you wish they had for adults?
Jumping castles.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I was told I was too old for a jumping castle, but the kid next to me weighed more. I didn't get it.
Like, why are you saying castle? Isn't it castle?
Oh, depends on where you're from.
Have you got a fusion of accents going on, Nat?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
You can say whatever
jumping
the hell you
castle.
Want.
Castle.
How
castle. Castle.
Jumping castle.
How old are you, Natalie?
40.
That's not too old to enjoy a castle or castle.
Exactly.
I think the problem with the jumping castle is, like, I think what their main concern is, and I agree with you, Nat, I think they should have jumping castles or castles, whatever, for adults. But I think it's because adults are quite large and usually the children are much smaller, and that in a contained environment where you can jump around could harm a small person.
Look, kids are pretty resilient, all right?
Yes, exactly. This is political correctness gone mad. That's what this is.
They'll get over it.
Let a kid get a bruise. You should be able to have a jump. I'm with you, Nat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nat. We've got Alex.
In cotton wool.
On 131060, Alex, hello.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, really good, mate. We're pretty good, but we're getting a bit pissed off, to be honest, with all the stuff that kids are allowed to do, but us adults can't. It's like you grow up, you should be able to do everything. You should collect the like more things that you can
do.
You shouldn't lose options.
That's the thing, when you grow up, you become an adult, you got to pay taxes and have a job.
Yeah.
That's not fun. You should jumping be allowed, castles are.
BFG.
You don't need to enjoy yourself.
Light up sneakers. All right, what do you reckon you should be able to do, Alex?
I need meals at kids' prices.
You just want to save money. You're just like, food should be cheaper.
Well, kids don't have to save money. So, I mean, that's why little Timmy here can eat a $6 meal and I still have to buy my $32 steak.
Yeah.
Well, I hear what you're saying.
I remember once we went to a buffet as our family, and my grandfather came back to the table and my grandmother nearly fainted because he came back with just a whole thing of chicken nuggets and chips. And she was like, Robert, you've been eating from the child's buffet. And he was like, I can eat whatever I want. I am an adult. I can eat wherever I want.
That's hilarious.
He's French. That's why he has a funny voice. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Alex. Anna, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Really good, babe.
Bloody
what
great.
Kid thing do you wish they had for adults?
I wish that they had like an adult's kids, like play activity centre, basically, with like ball pits and jumping castles.
Oh, yeah, I'm with
they
you on
that. They probably do. They
so,
probably
like,
do.
So
well, I haven't found it yet, so
adults.
I'm missing out.
Yeah. Ball pit is definitely one that they need. I feel like they had a temporary giant ball pit in New York somewhere, and that was a pop-up thing as well.
It's like an art installation or something.
Yeah, that would be cool. Permanent ball pits
all over
the place.
I'm going to throw it out there, Anna. I don't know where you grew up, but I grew up in Perth, and they used to have the gym bus. It was like a bus, like a double-decker bus that had like a ball pit in it and a fireman's pole. And
for kids.
Yeah, and like you'd hire it for a birthday party. It was a gym bus. I don't know if they exist outside of Perth, though.
Do you mean like Jim's Mowing? J-I-M, gym
no,
bus?
No, Maz, I don't. I mean like F-45, gym.
Oh, okay.
Like
G-Y-M. Like how?
Yeah.
Like,
I always said J like an idiot. I always said J like an idiot. Because I'm so youthfully excited right now. Yeah, it'd be a bus that would work its way around. You'd go to the kid's birthday. So you'd be like, oh, Dan's having a birthday. Let's go to his birthday. And everyone would turn up because I was popular. And we would all...
So this is a fantasy story.
We would all cram onto this double-decker bus and be full of fun stuff.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
They should do a corporate one.
There we go. That's it. Problem solved. That's what we need to do.
All right. So is that it? Problem solved?
Yeah, that's the best one. There we go. We're not going to get better than that.
Okay, great. Thanks, everybody.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekend.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Hey, legends. Dan and Maz Weekend. Still got an hour to go. Still got a cracking rest of the show for yous.
Yeah, and you have been away, Maz Compton. Last weekend you were away. You've been overseas and...
I was in America.
Welcoming you back with style with our favourite segment. If you're in your car having a listen right now, your alarm's just gone off, it's going to be a hectic morning for you because we are going to blow your mind with our next segment.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Yes, it's time for our favourite segment.
You're unbelievable.
131060 is the number to call us on if you have a story that nobody else believes, but we promise we'll believe you.
You're so unbelievable.
Blow our minds, Australia. 131060, we love these stories and we'll believe them too. We're after stories like this.
You're unbelievable.
When my brother and I were little, we had a Where's Wally book and we were looking for Wally for hours and we couldn't find him. And I said to my cat, where is Wally? And he put his paw on the page and when we lifted it up, Wally was underneath.
You're so unbelievable.
My dad's name is John Foote and he married a lady by the name of Lynn Toe.
What?
So all the foots and the toes went to the wedding together.
You're so unbelievable.
What's your unbelievable story, Christy?
I bought a car that was stolen and parked it in the owner's driveway.
Explain how this happened.
My dad actually bought it for me to do it up. It was still registered, so I drove it to a party, and the house that had the party had all cars in the driveway, so I parked it at the neighbour's, and the neighbour came out and he's like, that's my car.
Where did your dad buy the stolen car from?
It was a caravan park in Wyong.
Oh, yeah, that sounds legit.
You're unbelievable.
Okay, 131060, the stories that happen to you, they're true. You swear it happened. When you tell your mates, they go, nah, that's so unbelievable. 131060, blow our minds with the weirdest, craziest, most wonderful thing that's happened to you.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for our favourite segment.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, it is a good one, Mazzy, because we want people to blow our minds. The best stories. Everyone's got one stored away, they whip out.
You're so unbelievable.
131060. It happened to you. You know it happened. It blew your mind when it did. Blow Australia's mind now.
And here's the deal, guys. We promise that we'll believe you when you share your unbelievable story. Everybody else might say, no, I don't believe you. But your friends here at Dan and Maz HQ... we'll believe you.
Yeah, we are not naysayers, Maz, are we? We say not nay.
Nay.
We say yay.
Yay. We've got Sarah on 131060. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah, what is your unbelievable story?
I dislocated my jaw open whilst I was yawning, but no one believes I dislocated it open for yawning.
Okay.
The story's so nice, she told it twice. Okay.
Did your mouth break when you dislocated your jaw?
No, it just, I couldn't shut it, so I had to go to the hospital and all the nurses were looking at me funny because they thought I was like one of them circus clowns.
So wait, so you went for a cheeky, you went for a cheeky yawn and your jaw dislocated so far that you couldn't shut your mouth.
Yep, that's correct. I blame it on the vodkas that day.
Oh, okay.
All right. There you go. Drink responsibly because you might get stuck with your mouth open forever.
How did they fix it?
I had to have a relaxant, which they gave me too much relaxant, and then I felt like a fairy, and it was spasming, so that's how it shut.
I'm sorry I asked.
The miracles of modern medicine.
Oh, Sarah. Well, glad you're okay. That is an unbelievable story. Imagine that, having your mouth, like, trapped open.
Maybe she's half snake.
What?
Like a snake. Our snakes can, like, pop their mouths open so they can, like, swallow, like, say, you know, a pig.
A mouse? Yeah. Oh, a pig.
No, so like a
bigger than a mouse?
Yeah. Mouse, they could just pop in, but they pop their jaw. Anyway, they unhinge. That's what snakes do. It's a science fact. All right. Brianna.
Hi.
Okay. Blow our minds. What is the most unbelievable thing that's happened to you?
So when I was about 2, maybe a bit younger, I shoved pizza up my nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 2 weeks later, I sneezed it out of my mum. You're
unbelievable. So mum just got hit with a bit of pepperoni.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why did you put it in your nose?
Pizza at 2 for
starters. Oh, that's pretty good. That's good stuff.
Oh, she's on solids. Let's go to Domino's.
No, not in the nose. Not in the nose, though, Brianna. Come on, what did we do? The aeroplane doesn't go up the nose, does it?
They call it Domino's.
No, I don't know. I was 2 years old, so probably didn't know any better.
All right. Wow! And 2 weeks later, pizza snot. Achoo!
Yep.
Flip. That's gnarly.
I'm still enjoying Domino's. I thought it was really goodness. Yeah, so you got this job for a reason. Yeah.
Good to be back. Oh, Brianna.
Should we get another?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. We got D. Hello, D.
Hey, guys. How you going this morning?
We're pretty good.
Really good. Really good, actually. It's our favourite segment.
All right. D, tell us, what unbelievable thing happened to you?
When I was 10, I met the Queen. You're
unbelievable. I can believe that. A lot of people have met the Queen in
That's
her time.
That's really believable. Her full-time job is meeting humans.
Yeah, she shakes a lot of hands. How did it happen?
All the Queen does. She legit just cruises around meeting people.
Yeah, but if it was at a servo or something, I'd be impressed. Yeah. How did you meet the Queen?
What was the situation,
well,
D?
Well, when she came to Sydney, there was like a whole heap of people waiting. And I was 10 years old, so I had like a little bunch of flowers. And then she walked past where we were standing. So I ran off and went to like the back of the barricades. And I was like trying to get her attention. The security guard picked me up and actually walked me straight up to her. And to this day, my parents, my brothers, my sisters don't believe me.
Yeah, we'll believe that.
Yeah, I'll believe it.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
I reckon that happened. That's quite plausible.
If you then sneezed a bit of pizza on her, I'd be like, whoa. But that's pretty good. It's believable.
Thanks, D.
You with my brothers all the time now.
Okay. Great.
That's how your unbelievable works.
There you go. Dan and Maz
Weekends. We do have the latest for you on the Taylor Swift Calvin Harris bust up. We are never, ever,
ever getting back together. That's her press release right there.
That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? I mean, what else do you need to say?
It's been a tough time here at the station because obviously, you know, we work in the pop music sphere, Maz. And I mean, one of the girls who updates the Scoopline website had to take a sick day to deal with the grief. That's what it's here. People have been walking around.
It's traumatic.
People have been walking around with veils over their heads, black armbands.
It's been a terrifying time for the pop culture sector of society.
And this,
our favourite celebrity couple broke up.
And we're smack bang in that.
We sure are.
That's us.
So let's regroup for a second. So Taylor Swift, Calvin Harris dating for 18 months. They broke up.
Oh, don't be so flippant, Maz. I can't believe you said that so quickly. I'm here. I'm crying now.
But I didn't get to it. The main point was they broke up allegedly amicably.
Yeah.
So apparently it was all good. We're going to be friends. We were dating for 18 months. Yeah. And you know what? We've decided that we're not going to be together anymore. And everything was all good. Then Taylor Max on with Tom Hiddleston. It's some island somewhere.
Can I
that
say
gets he's snapped by the paparazzo?
Now, I don't know what your opinion of Tom Hiddleston is, but I interviewed him once, Maz, for Thor, and I came out of that interview with I was like, that's a charismatic man. He is a charming man. Like, I can exactly understand why Taylor Swift has shacked up with him, if indeed she has, because I'm like, he is a real great guy. I wanted to pal around with him. Like, I almost emailed his like movie company, like Universal or whoever the hell it was, and just to say if he's bored like tonight and he just like doesn't have any friends in Australia and he wants to just get a drink with someone I'm keen, like, because he seems like a cool guy.
Did you actually send the email?
No, because I'm socially awkward, but I would have.
Sending that email proves that you're socially awkward. I just sent an email via his management production company on the other side of the world.
Subject, friends, question mark?
Anyway, here is the thing, guys. Apparently, the breakup was okay between Taylor and Calvin. But just before, moments before, I'm going to say, those photos were leaked all over the Mirror and the Sun in the UK and all over the world. Calvin Harris deleted any evidence that him and Taylor Swift were ever together. He's deleted every photo off Instagram and his social media. And he actually wrote a tweet saying, oh, it's about to get real.
Oh.
With a little skeleton emoji. Like the little, like he was not a happy guy. Like apparently everything's all cool with your ex-girlfriend, but she shacks up with the next future James Bond and all of a sudden it is just not cool, Calvin Harris.
It's only rumors around James Bond, we should say. I don't want people thinking that it's been confirmed, but yeah, he's
the red hot
favorite.
But I mean, really, who else are they going to get?
Give us a call, 131060. Not who you think the next Bond is going to be. That's a segment for another day.
Let's do that next weekend.
Idris Elba.
Right.
Give us a call. Now, the way you refer to it, I kind of like, Maz. How have you destroyed the evidence of a previous relationship? So Calvin Harris has gone ham on the socials and he's eradicated all trace of her from social media. And I know a lot of people do stuff like that, like
untag or delete. I think that's pretty standard these days. If you break up with someone, you've been in a relationship with them for a while, you just untag them on Facebook and you try and get them out of, you know, your life.
Yeah, but we're after, like, what lengths have you gone to eradicate this person from your life? What have you done? For example, Maz, I'm pretty sure that you told me this story a while ago, but I'm going to bring it up now.
Great, here we go.
Yeah, you broke up with someone and then you lit a bonfire of all their stuff, like in a movie.
Okay.
You know, like in a movie, how like the cleansing fire?
Calm down. Okay, that is...
Isn't that what you did?
That is a gross misrepresentation of what I did.
In my memory, that's what you did. What did you
that
do?
My life is not a Miley Cyrus movie. What happened was, yes, and I was broken up with, just to clarify. So I was hurt.
What an idiot. He doesn't know what he's missing out on. You're a goddess. You're a queen.
I was broken up with and my friends and I were at a bonfire on a beach. And I remembered that an item of his clothing was left in my car. It was a jumper.
Oh, okay.
And I went and I got it and I threw it in the fire and I felt better.
All right.
I burned his clothing, but it's not like I went rogue and like got all of his stuff and put it in the sink of my house and lit a match and see you later.
Okay. But still, you
walking out of my house, bombs exploding behind me like a Neo music video clip. It wasn't like that.
But if someone did that, that'd be a perfect caller, wouldn't it?
Great candidate for this topic, for sure, 100%.
Okay. So the topic is, how have you destroyed the evidence of a previous relationship? We know people do it on social media. And if you've got a great story, give us a call. But we're after just next level stuff.
Yeah. Bonus points if it involves fire.
Yeah, or just epic destruction of some kind.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know how you've destroyed the evidence of a previous relationship. Now, we know that Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift have broken up.
So. Yeah, it's tough, especially here in our sort of cool pop culture office where, like, anything... Almost said orifice there. I meant to say office. Oh, it's tough in the orifice. No, it's tough in the office here at the radio station with just downcast people walking around in a state of mourning. Because
yeah, it's been full on. It's world-breaking news.
How do you deal with these sorts of tragedies? Well, we rebuild, and that's what we're doing now. But give us a call. How have you destroyed the evidence of a previous relationship? Calvin Harris wiped her from all the socials. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done a bit of a Facebook cleanse, a bit of a Twitter cleanse. He's just got rid of any pictures of Taylor Swift from the internets, from the World Wide Web, to pretend that it never happened.
Sort of like a eternal sunshine of the spotless mind for our millennial generation.
Pretty much.
You just wipe them from your life. How have you done it? Let's see what people have done. Michaela.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Hey, babe. So you've destroyed the evidence of a previous relationship?
Yes. It was my best friend. Okay. She started spreading rumours about my sister and I. So what? Me and my sister did sort of a ritual, had a bonfire. Well, sort of like, yeah, just a bonfire. And we burnt all the photos of us in with her, all the presents she bought us, anything. And it was really healing.
So friendship officially over.
Oh, yeah, done.
So wow. Did you go and like... I'm very interested in this because to me it's like just chuck it in the bin. Like, why bother? Like, did you go and buy like firewood and some fire lighters and you...
No, we had a fireplace already, so it was all there.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because in my head you're on a beach, you know, and you and your friends are all holding hands around this circle going, you know, Jasmine's not in our life anymore, yay.
I
kind of
wish.
Yeah, instead it was just chucking in the fireplace.
You watched way too much Charmed, Dan, for that reference to not be real.
I don't know. But isn't that what you see in like movies and video clips and stuff?
And all college girls pillow fight.
Yep. God damn it, they do. They better. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Michaela.
If there is someone who has actually gone the whole distance, like they've done it, they've bought the wood and they've built the fire and done it on a beach, and
I feel like there will be stories out there like that, because sometimes when you do want to sort of move forward, you have to draw that line in the sand, and so you make a big deal about...
Yeah, but have you literally drawn a line in the sand?
Well, only if you're at the beach, right?
Yes.
We've got Libby. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're really bloody good, great,
Libby.
Libs.
Yeah. Really good. So how have you destroyed the evidence of a previous relationship?
I had been in a relationship 7 years and I decided that it was over. And okay. So I packed my bags and left the country.
Well, that is one way to do it.
Was this all just in like the space of one conversation? Like he was like, I love you, and you were like... bye, and just went to the airport? Or how much planning went into this?
It was like, I don't know if I want to spend any more time with you. And I said, well, fine, I can understand that. And I said, well, we'd been discussing going to traveling, and I thought, well, you know what, I'm just going to go and travel.
Okay.
Good on you.
So I did, and left him behind. Best
well
thing I
done,
ever did. He did follow, but I told him to go back home.
You go, girl. You do you, Libby. Oh.
That's right. And I reckon you stand up for what's right. And
yep.
I thought, if you don't want me, you don't want me. And
you're right.
You know, so what's the point in brooding over it? Just let's get on.
Good
I've
as well.
5 years
you
or 7 years.
You sign up to Kentucky and off you go.
Yeah.
Don't waste another minute.
And you get an extra seat next to you on the plane to stretch out as well, because he's not bloody there. That's good too.
That's a positive.
Yeah, why not?
And two meals. Great.
All right.
Libby, thank you. We've got Olivia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're talking about people who have destroyed the evidence of a previous relationship. What's your story?
So mine's actually about my mum and my dad when they divorced.
That's tough.
Ooh,
so it's tough for the kids.
Yeah, it is. It's tough for everybody.
Yeah, but you got a good story. You got a good radio story out of it, so let's hear it.
I know, it's my favourite story. So
okay.
When they divorced, they each had a certain time period to get out of their house, and my mum was the first one to move her stuff out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad really wanted the dining room table.
Oh, gosh.
So it was one of the ones that opens up in the middle, and she's taken permanent marker, written all over the table and the chairs, and drilled holes straight into the table in front of all the movers, in front of my brother, ex-boyfriends. And just absolutely destroyed this table, and then they sat around it laughing and had lunch on it.
Was it one of those ones where, like, the middle bit opens up, so, like, he wouldn't have known? Like, as in he would have just one day gone to expand it and open it up, and it would have just been absolutely wrecked?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, wow. But then you said, did they sit down and have lunch at the table and have a laugh about it?
Yeah, they all sat down and had pizza at the table and had a giggle.
Oh,
that's so funny.
There you go. Yeah.
Well,
it's more revenge than destroying evidence, but I still bloody love the story.
Got it out of her system, so that's good.
Yeah,
well
good
done.
Stuff.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It is time to say goodbye.
End
parting. End of the show, mate.
Such sweet sorrow. That's a Shakespearean reference there. Thought I'd chuck that in, get a bit of culture in your morning. Bodes
to be
well.
Or not to be.
Yep.
Guys, we're back tomorrow. It's been a fun show today. More shenanigans from 7 a.m. Going to the pub. I'm kidding. Follow us on socials. We're at Dan and Maz on Instagram. Hit us up on Facebook. And we'll catch you tomorrow morning, legends. See ya.
Dan and Maz Weekends.